Hey, is the table I got us okay? Great. You look really good today. Yeah, it's almost like a date. The two of us here at the cafe. What did you order? I got a chai. Nice. Oh, wow, you brought a notepad. You're pretty serious about this, aren't you? No, that's great. That way I know you asked me out for a coffee and... Because you want to learn, not because you needed a flimsy pretense to hang out. Right. So you want to know about writing audio roleplays for YouTube. You have a beautiful voice. No, I mean it. I could listen to you talk for hours. It's great you want to share that part of yourself and help people escape. Oh man, where do I begin? Well, the thing about writing is there's a lot of information out there on how to do it. It's easy to get bogged down. Yeah, an overwhelming amount. It's like trying to get into fitness or nutrition. You're just bombarded with routines and advice. Yeah, I see your eyes are wide. It's overwhelming, right? You start thinking maybe you're doing something wrong. But don't worry about that in the beginning. Honestly, just write. You'll find out what works for you as you go, and the first draft is never good anyway. Yeah, the first draft is just you telling yourself the story. So don't worry about how good it is, you make it better as you edit. I know it's easy to get caught up in the feeling of it has to be perfect because it came from me. But trust me, just get it on paper. Yeah, look at you writing that down. You're pretty and smart. Do I have any tips? That's very counterintuitive to what I just said. Don't worry about that kind of thing. Oh, fine. Sometimes it's better to do your first draft by hand with a pen. Well, there's no backspace key, so you're less likely to get stuck going backwards and trying to fix things when you should be just focused on finishing the draft. Plus, when you type it up again, you'll be able to spot all kinds of errors and things you want to change to improve. I mean it, though. Hey, eyes over here. Don't sweat it. Just write. There's no wrong way to do it, and you'll figure out what works for you as you go, okay? What else? I'd say it's important to figure out if you're trying to entertain whoever is listening or bring them comfort. You can do both, but you know what I mean. Sometimes you want to tell a story with a beginning, a middle, an end, and sometimes you just want to capture a vibe, you know? Yeah, you know. Oh, and try to make the first few lines interesting. most people will click off if they're not hooked within like 8 seconds. So I try to lead with a question or a statement that gives them an idea of either their character or a problem that a character is having. Yeah, a hint of conflict. People tend to get bored if you describe scenery and stuff. They're here for the dialogue, the romance, and the drama. Usually. You're so attentive. Thank you for listening to me. You're making me feel like a professor or something. All right, I'll continue. What I try to do is alternate between lines of dialogue that further the plot and lines that call attention to the listener's character, either by commenting on their appearance or a reaction they have to what's happening. If you want to know more about this, in fiction writing, it's called scene and sequel. A scene is where there's a goal and either a conflict or a disaster. And if that sounds like a lot to remember, try to think of it in terms of something happening. A sequel is when the characters take a beat, think about their next move, and process what happened. Yeah, you get it. When you alternate them, it makes the story really compelling. I'm so proud you got that. I'm gonna clink my coffee cup up against yours. Cheers. Remember, every character wants something. And let that tell you what they do next, what they say next. This is really useful if you get stuck, too. Hey, don't be nervous. You're going to do great. It's just silly sleep stories on the internet. The people who like it will like it, and the people who don't will move on. It's all good. But I think people will like you. Speaking from experience, you're pretty easy to like. Just make sure your personality comes through too. Wow, we've been here a while already, and I feel like I haven't told you nearly enough. Let's see. Usually I write between 900 to 1200 words for one of my stories, if you were wondering. Short stories like that are actually great for new writers, since they help you get better at endings, which are tricky. You're so cute, stop. When you tilt your head at me like that, I feel like I'm a real writer with knowledge to pass down. No, don't tilt it further. do you want my number one tip when editing a story? It's really easy. I know I said no tips, but this is so stupid easy. Okay, so you have your story typed out, and you're trying to go over it with an objective eye, right? You know, read it like you're a stranger so you can see what's wrong with it and where you can improve. So, how do you make it look like a brand new story? You change the font, the size, and the color of the text. Yeah, it like tricks your eyes and the errors just jump out at you because it feels so new. Yeah, you have to try it next time because it's so easy to try. Oh gosh, look at my wrist. I can't believe it's almost time to go. Can we do this again? I'm sure I have more to tell you. Really? Great. Parting words. Make sure your story brings value to the people who listen to it. This is a little more marketing than writing, but what problem does your video solve for them? And if that's too hard to answer, ask yourself who the story is for. Try to keep them in mind as you write. And what promise did you make with your story? I'm not very good at this, but let's say the story is about two rivals who fall in love. You're going to expect a moment where they confront their feelings and show how they've fallen for each other. It sounds obvious, but trust me, it's really easy to lose sight of what your listeners may expect from the premise of your story, or the thumbnail. Yeah, I'll send you an email with some links to writing things I think are useful. Psst, it'll be in the description box. And make sure you put your feelings into what you write. When people listen to your stories, they should feel warm and welcome. Like you're hugging them and asking if they feel what you feel. Oh, yeah, we can hug. It's a writing lesson, of course. I would love to hug you. Come here. You're so warm. And you smell like coffee. Thank you for this. I'm so happy I got to help you. Even if it was just to keep you company for a bit. People really like it when characters change and grow. Sorry, I just remembered. So, if you have a character that's closed off and mean at the start of the story, it's really satisfying when they learn how to open up and be kind by the end of the story. If you make sure your characters are flawed from the start, it's really easy to do that. I just remembered that tip. I didn't use it as an excuse to hug you longer or anything. Do you want to go on a real date this weekend? I figure I should ask you before you become rich and famous on YouTube. Really? Yeah, let's go to the art gallery. And I'll pack us a picnic, okay? Bring some of your writing. The second drafts, or third. Great. Watch for my email, okay? Be good. And good luck with your writing.